on Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad to all our brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, where we examine the verses of the Quran one by one with our beloved brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum, brother Habib. Thank you for being on the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me, man.
All right, so we are on chapter 19, Surah Maryam, or chapter Mary. And in this show, we're going to be talking about John's characteristics and traits. Let's listen to verses 12 to 15, and we'll be back soon.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. And affection from us and purity, and he was fearing of Allah. And dutiful to his parents, and he was not a disobedient tyrant. And peace be upon him the day he was born, and the day he dies, and the day he is raised alive. And mention, O Muhammad, in the book, the story of Mary, when she withdrew from her family to a place toward the east.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. You just listened to verses 12 to 15 of chapter 19, chapter Mary, and basically it's talking about John's characteristics. First thing that comes to mind is that John was given judgment while still a child. First question is, what is meant by judgment? And secondly, how can you have judgment when you're just a child?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ali baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. To answer right away, the meaning of judgment here is an-nubuwa, and the prophecy. He was given prophecy at that young age. And pretty much how is not a good question, Hussein, because as long as it's possible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing it and giving it to a child. A man came to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He was walking with Amir al-Mu'mineen, returning from a war. They were walking near a river, and the man told Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, "I have heard that you know what was and what will," which means that he has knowledge, high capacity knowledge. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam told him, "Can you imagine a fly having this much knowledge? Can you imagine a fly talking?" He said, "Yes, it's possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put the knowledge inside a fly." Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam then stated, "I am much better than a fly."
That's a very decisive answer, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Very convincing.
Yes, it is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of putting prophecy in children. It doesn't matter. Just imagine a baby talking. It's possible. The same thing here with Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, when you come and state that, that how is Imam al-Jawad with the hikmah, because he was the Imam at 9 years old, the answer comes to this, actually. You accept the Holy Quran, ya Habibi. You will stay as long as you're a Muslim. Yes, because if you don't accept the Quran, I don't know how you're a Muslim. So if you accept the Quran, then you accept the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that Yahya was given the hukum sabiyya, was given the wisdom in such a young age. It's possible.
So it's possible, but the one question that some people might have is, what's the rush? Why would you give it to a child? Because it's hard for people to believe that a child has such a level of wisdom that he could lead an entire nation.
Because he was after his father. And you know, when his father passed away, he received the nubuwwah actually. Because after his father, there was no prophet other than, you know, Yahya.
Okay, and so then this was proven to the people that he deserves to lead the his
yes,
people.
Yes, it was a miracle actually. You know, the way that he coming to this world with this that situation, old father, mother who could not bring children, you know, where she was aqir. And you know the meaning of aqir? We didn't ask this question actually, Hussein. Why didn't we ask this question? That's up to you, my brother. I don't ask the questions, you do. But anyway, aqir in the Arabic language means to imprison. Or to deny. So she was denied from having babies because of her old age. So it was a miracle how they came. It was something out of the norm, the way that he came. So Bani Israel understood that he is a holy child. Being a holy child, when he states that I am a prophet, and the way that he used to talk with wisdom, such young age, such wisdom, then you understand that he is a prophet.
All right, thank you. We're going to have to take a break now, and we'll be back after the break to talk more about John's characteristics. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 13 of chapter 19, chapter Mary, which we're talking about Jacob and his characteristics. On verse 13, it reads, "And a compassion and purity from us, he was God-wary." So he was a compassion and purity from God subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is God's gift to the people.
Actually, here we're looking at the attributes of John, the attributes and the characteristics of this prophet. And we see that, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that he received, he was a child, he was given the wisdom, he was given the prophecy. That's one characteristic. وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّ And he was pure in heart, tender heart. He had a tender heart. I think it's very beautiful to have a tender heart. You know, there's a saying yesterday, I was also reading it, it was available about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam when he was looking at Juwaybir. Who is Juwaybir? This ugly, poor, bad, how in Persians they say badbakht, you know, unlucky, unfortunate man.
Infelicitous.
Yeah, who was not married, he was still young. The Prophet looked at him with tender heartness. He looked at him with ra'fa and rahmah. And that he wanted to help him with compassion. And he made him marry one of the most beautiful Arabs at the time, where rich people and good-looking people were killing themselves for her. This person, because the Prophet looked at him with rahmah and mercy. And it's very beautiful to be, you know, tender-hearted. I personally view that any ruler, any person in charge, the people that you lead, the people that you're in charge of, they're not servants for you. It's kind of the opposite, actually. It's you with a message or with a goal that you want to take them up. You don't want to stand on their shoulders. You want them to stand with you on that high level. And to be able to do that, you have to have a tender heart. You have to have that kind of, you know, pureness in you, where you have mercy and compassion towards your people, towards your followers. And that's what the Prophet Yahya had.
And then on verse 14.
Of course. Do you tend to, like someone who's tender-hearted, or someone who is, you know, like a
stone-hearted.
Rock.
Stone-hearted.
Yeah, who's, you know, something that, you know, is closer to you. The person that is closer to you is that person with the tender heart. And also in connection with Imam Hussein, because there's a lot of connections between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Yahya, like how we stated before. Another thing is that tender-heartedness that they had. Both of them are well known for being tender-hearted.
All right, let's take a break now, and we'll be back after the break to continue our questions.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are talking about the traits of John, as stated in chapter 19, Surah Al-Maryam. So we talked about him being Hananan, which means compassion. Let's talk about Zakatan wa Taqiyan, two other traits. And we can learn from John by learning, by listening to,
yeah, of course,
to the descriptions.
Of course, like at the end of the day, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing up the characteristics of someone, he's either bashing them or he's either, you know, telling us to, you know, look at this person. He's a high status because of these characteristics. So the same here with Yahya. Zakatan, pure, clean. He didn't have any dirty things, you know. And then Wakana Taqiyan, he was God-worried. He was very fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think, you know, the key to a person staying away from sin is actually this attribute, being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, haqqa tuqatihi, with true fear, when you truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will stay away from what causes His wrath and what you really fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَبَارًا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And you know, parents and you know, being respectful towards your parents is a topic by itself. It's very important. I might not have another chance from now for like 2-3 years, so I want to go ahead and take it out right now. There's something about as-sadiq and al-adu. As-sadiq in Arabic language means someone who sadaqa, someone who tells the truth. Al-adu, man yata'adda ilayk, or someone who, you know, hurts you. Man yata'adda alayk. So this is the meaning of sadiq and adu. Us human beings, we're living this life, right? Every day, every breath we take, something we lost. We're going towards our death. There has to be a goal. The goal being clear out there, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, the different goals that have to do and revolve around that goal. And there are many different stories where, for example, that the parents would tell the children, do not go to jihad. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi would what? Tell them to go back, because your parents are not happy with this action. And even if the parent, for example, is talking and bashing, one must respect his parents and find a way to, you know, treat them well. We don't have, for example, you can't hit your father, you can't hit your, for example, your mother. Yet, at the same time, if your child, for example, we have in the sayings about praying, ta'adduban, to teach, you could, you know, like, for example, hit the hand or, you know, of course, with the conditions that are available. So respecting parents is very important in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to even a point where it's been in attached with worshipping Allah, with tawheed, with only, you know, with
monotheism.
With monotheism. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to worship Him and then to respect our parents.
So it's emphasized all across the Quran and the narrations about
subhanAllah,
the parents.
You just look at it. You know, just look at it. And I think when we talk about Mary and how she gave birth to Jesus,
All right, thank you very much. And that refers to verse 14 of Surah Taghabun, chapter 64, which actually uses the word adu. All right, thank you for clarifying that. That's all the time that we have. We have to sign off now. But if you missed this episode, no worries. You can always download an archive of this episode and the previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Until next week and a lot of Quran reading. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.